Hello, my name is Katriina Heliakka.
I'm Piri Reihämäki.
Our study investigates the educational value of these four connected toys played within the preschool context. By turning to preschool age children in a playtest and interview session, we study how the promise of the educational value of these Internet of Toys is actualized in a play situation in an early learning environment.
Our keywords are preschool children, Internet of Toys, edutainment, toy-based learning, early education, toyification, and ludically literacy.
Whereas games, both digital and physical, have for a long time been considered a sufficient educational media, and recent developments have demonstrated a gamification tendency in the realm of education, we believe that paralleling this development, it is possible to see an emerging toyification of education, especially when considering this Internet of Toys as a part of the global phenomenon of the Internet of Things. Toy-based learning, contrary to the often structured, rule-bound, and competitive game-based learning, seems to build more on an open-ended, imaginative, but still educational realm, especially fit for young learners, such as children of preschool age.
Our case study investigates preschooler playing with the Internet of Toys. Internet of Toys means smart toys, which according to researcher Holloway and Green, are connecting to online platform through the Fifi and Bluetooth, can be connecting other toys, and are equipment to sensors and relate one-to-one children.
The goal of this study is to understand the Internet of Toys in terms of their educational value and suitability to be used in toy-based learning. In the study, four Internet of Toys were chosen based on their age appropriateness, gender neutrality as character types of toys, and their availability in August 2017. These toys are Cognitoy Dino, Wonder Workshop's Dash Robot, Fisher-Price's Smart Toy Bear, and the Hatchimal.
We were interested in finding out what are the parents and educator attitude towards children plays with toys and digital dimension, and asking the children what could this toy teach you and how would you play it. We have conducted two group interviews and interactive playtest with 20 preschool children to between 5 to 6 years of age.
Considering the educational features of these digitally enhanced toys, the parents reported the toy's most important feature to be its ability to teach the child how to count, how to be self-expressive, how to teach good manners, or take other players into consideration. The toy's ability to teach its player to read, make questions, and be self-expressive, for instance, to come up with stories, were considered somewhat important by the parents. Our study suggests that the effective use of Internet of Toys in early childhood learning situations could be addressed by developing new ideas about children's interaction with digitally enhanced playthings in general. These patterns of behavior are not necessarily dictated by the digitally enhanced educational affordances of the toys, but rather the physical affordances of them.
As our results show, digital natives seem to associate traditional play patterns with toys such as Cognitoy Dino, Wonder Workshop, Das, Fisher-Price Smart Bear. The digital natives in our study inform us these toys could be nursed, played, hide and seek with, use it as a bedtime companion, playhouses and so on. The toys can include its sounds and movement inspired the children to envision play patterns, such as disco dancing, playing and so on. The toys that included light, the observation, be used in practical situations as well as the toy as a lamp.
It can be seen that young children are enthusiastic about digital affordances accessed through physical play objects, but they undertake a range of activities with these toys that foster play, creativity, and learning, and in this way reinforce ludic literacy of the children, not only by turning to the digital affordances. The Internet of Toys include educational value in order for their educational promises to be fulfilled. However, educators need to guide young children's digital play in preschool learning situations. Our findings indicate also that we should take into consideration that play with these toys is increasingly also about transmedia play.
We hope you will find our research both informative and useful.
Our playful thank you for watching, and bye for now.